The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Over the last 2 weeks, I've been conducting my own investigation about the sister gift exchange on Facebook, Raven.
Oh, you're telling me the anonymous email that you received that said, send this gift to 10 people and you'll get it back 40-fold was somewhat untruthful? Who would have thought that?
Okay, so it's Anna and Raven. I got asked, like, tagged in, like, a million different ones. And I was like, is this real? Am I really going to get 6 to 36 gifts in return if I participate? So I did it. I joined one, and then I found out that there was a whole series of steps that you get on direct message afterwards. And I did that, too. I sent person number one a gift. I sent a $15 oven mitt that says, I'm already drunk, which I thought was very humorous. I sent it to the person, and then I reposted it on my Facebook page. And only 3 people wanted to be part of it, and I wasn't sure if I could continue or not, but I'm like, how am I going to secure myself 6 to 36 gifts if I don't do it? But then, after all the going back and forth, the director of communications for the Better Business Bureau said this yesterday in an interview.
We're warning consumers right now about what's called a secret sister gift exchange. When you share your personal information with who you think is just your friend, she may be sharing it with a much larger network of people that you don't know, and you may never get a gift in return. It's also important to keep in mind that these kind of gift exchanges, these are actually classified as pyramid schemes, and they're illegal.
I mean, I don't want to be the one to say I told you so all day long, but Anna, I told you so.
You were right. You were right, and I was wrong. I should never have done this. It cost me a $15 oven mitt, and I feel like people are laughing at me on Facebook. But also, it's illegal. That's the craziest part, that the takeaway from this, it's not even that it's just a pyramid scheme and people are dumb and they did it, including myself. But on top of it, like, it's actually illegal to be part of these things.
Yeah, well, you could go and be locked up in this situation, and now you know that there's somebody out there in Bangladesh or somewhere that's just having a great time with a room full of oven mitts and books about the holidays. And you're
going
to be
on top of it. But now they have my address too. All these people, strange people, I've given them my address, and I'm never going to get a gift. I'm never going to get a $10 gift back.
Right. Did you ever even tell your husband you were doing this?
No. I have to listen to him. Bad enough, I got to listen to you.
Oh, man. Right now, somebody is figuring out his mother's maiden name so they could break into one of your accounts.
So what you're telling me is I'm not going to get a candle and or a bottle of wine?
You're not going to get those gifts back. I'm sorry.
Oh, sadness.
So what's your next step now? Do you have to go back and tell your friends that you all tagged in something like this? Didn't you have, like, one girlfriend that also sent a gift too? Because I feel like you've got to now contact Trace yourself for the sister gift exchange. Spreading like a virus.
So this is the big problem that I have right now. So there's 3 people that out of the 4,800 people that I tagged,
okay,
3 of them have decided that they would be part of this. And I shared it on our Facebook page at Anna and Raven, which FYI turned out also to be illegal.
Right.
But I did it anyway.
Right,
probably
thanks.
Should have checked with the lawyers here before I did that. Oh, well. Do I have to let these people know that I've shared their information, or do I just, like, I just pretend like nothing ever happened, keep my head down, and just hopefully nobody notices?
These poor 3 people, these 3 wonderful souls that were so blindly trusting in you, probably, let's be honest, are naive enough that they're never going to realize. However, you did them a very large disservice.
But do you think I should also send them a gift over $10 to apologize for getting them involved in the pyramid scheme, sister gift exchange that is now, we know, illegal?
I mean, it would be nice of you, but I think I know what your husband's going to say.
Right, he's going to say no, just pretend like you never met those people before in your life.
We've lost enough.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.